From the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. This was the 29th game of the season for the Mountaineers. They played Texas Tech. Joe Toussaint came back to the Coliseum, and he did great. That's kind of a thing that is pretty annoying, is that guys that leave the program, and I'm just speaking about Jalen Bridges and Joe Toussaint, they leave, they come back to Morgantown, they rub it in your face, and then they leave. And I don't blame either guy for making decisions for themselves. I root for West Virginia. That is rough. That always in the short term, it always goes that way where the guy's like, yeah, bad situation. I think the quote from Joe Toussaint, I don't have the exact quote. The sentiment was, things got weird. And so I decided, me and my family decided I needed to hit the portal. And that's fair. You know what, Joe? Things did get weird. So totally get that. He has a great night. And once again, WVU, the 2023-2024 season proves that you can have a good offensive half and think that the score should be way different than what it is. I mean, I've watched basketball all my life. When a team shoots really well, you have an expectation of, all right, they're making a good percentage of shots, they should be up by a substantial amount. And time again this season, this Mountaineer team has proven that that doesn't mean anything. What you have in your head, throw it out the window, and you don't play a game on paper. As much as I consume stats, you watch that game, and you watch the games where West Virginia has a good offensive half. Multiple times this season, West Virginia has shot 50% in a half and have been down by double digits. And you watch the game, and you can understand why. And you watch the Texas Tech game, and you understand that, well, first of all, West Virginia shot way better than 50% in the first half. 62% at points in the first half that weren't like 4 minutes in, they were shooting close to 70%. So making 7 out of every 10 shots should be a good thing. And if you tell me, hey, not even West Virginia, 20 minutes of basketball, one team shoots 62%. Is that team winning the game? If that's the only stat that I have, I would say yes. And I was right. I was right on this one. If asked that, how much would that team be up if they shot 62%? Now, that's a little more tricky. But if you don't attach the 2023-2024 West Virginia University Mountaineers to this equation, and I just have the numbers, I say, all right, the 62% shooting team, they're up 15 or 20, right? West Virginia was up 6, shooting 62%. It's the defensive end for this team is like, it's a horror movie. It's Jason Voorhees walking the same speed, and West Virginia can run fast, i.e. play good offense, i.e. make shots, but they're stumbling over the tree branch, or they're going into the building that has a dead end. And all of those tropes are West Virginia on the defensive side of the floor, and a little bit turnovers tonight. But it's rough. It's rough. The body language is rough. It's the opposite. It's the total opposite of the Kansas State game. I mean, Kansas State, they do the 50 burger in the second half and take the game to overtime. And this one is a flip where everything is going in, and then, but the defense remains the same. I mean, there are just weird, why are you there moments. I don't have the highest level of understanding what's going on the court, but I can see some things where it's like, oh goodness, what are you doing? And that's been all season long. And Texas Tech gets a run late and they win. This game was closer than an 11-point win, but it doesn't matter the end result. It's just effort, and what they've done defensively all season is not good enough. And that's how you get to your 20th loss of the season.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
I tell you what, the 2023-2024 season can be encapsulated with the post-game press conference where, for the Texas Tech game, you've got Coach Eilert, you got Raekwon Battle, and you got Kobe Johnson, and the three of them are together, and the questions are not, you know, the questions are just kind of a resign to the fact you're a 9-20 team, and the players are answering questions, and then they're dismissed. And then there's an interaction between the guys and Coach Eilert, where Coach Eilert is doing a firm handshake with each of them. I don't know how you do that kind of walk off. It looked awkward. Not a ton of chemistry between those guys. And that's what it is. Like just watch the handshake, and I'll put this on the internet at some point. Just watch it and see if you just had that interaction, you would know what you would know if the team has chemistry, is if it has a good season, if things are going well. And just the questions after they left, we're past the point of trying to figure this out. I mean, some of the questions were answered like West Virginia won this game, like positive questions. I don't know if I was there and had the opportunity to ask the coach a question. What do you ask at this point? What do you ask the coach for a team that's 9-20? But that's what they are. And the goals that I set a few weeks ago, a couple are still in play. Get the 10 wins, because yes, you have more wins than the last Gale Catlett season. But you also are in 20 loss territory now, which when you're just flipping through Basketball Reference, you're going to, what was the last 20 loss season? And it was, there was a Bob Huggins season where we got the 20 losses, but you also go to that Catlett season. So just, you got three more chances to get to 10 wins, because that single digit, that's going to be firmly aligned with the last Catlett season. And I don't think anybody on the team has that in their focus. It's 100% on my focus. Just get to 10, and you've got three chances, and one of those is in the Coliseum, and that's Wednesday night. So not to put a ton of, and why would you put a ton of emphasis on any game now for this group? But you got to get the 10 wins and your chance is Wednesday. Why? Because it's in the Coliseum.
Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Have you been on the Smoking Musket Discord? There's a link to the Discord in the show notes. You click on that, you enter the Smoking Musket Discord, and it's got channels, like TV. But these channels is where you type stuff in, and people who are in the Discord can read what you type in. And it can be about WVU basketball, WVU football, the other sports, sports outside of college, television, movies, degenerate gambling, just naming channels. All sorts of good stuff in the Smoking Musket Discord. It's definitely a cool place to interact with other WVU fans. Click on the link, check it out, go to smokingmusket.com, listen to West by Pod, do all the things under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Smoking Musket.
The next game for WVU is the last home game. It's senior night, Wednesday, 7 p.m. Back to streaming. We're back to ESPN Plus. I think the game got moved from 9 to 7 because they found a game to put on cable. I think this was supposed to be a cable game. Switch to 7, switch to ESPN Plus. West Virginia plays TCU. It should be an interesting senior night. It'll be who's graduating. So it'll be Slezinski, not graduating. Who's going to walk on senior night? Quinn Slezinski, Raekwon Battle, Kerr Creasa, Jesse Edwards. I think that's it. And Creasa, I think, has a year of eligibility, but who knows what's going to happen in the offseason? It's not going to be, let's just leave it at that for right now. Who knows if any of these guys are going to be back for the 24-25 season. But again, selfishly, 10 wins, that's the goal to get there. This is a, I can't believe I'm saying this. This is a must win to get the 10 wins. TCU beat West Virginia in their first matchup. Had a lead in Provo against BYU, ended up losing. They have lost 3 of 4. They still have NCAA tournament probabilities of making it. I believe they're in the last time I checked on the bracket matrix. So you can clear off another goal besides get the 10 wins, which is really be the bad loss on somebody else's resume. TCU needs wins. They're trying to get the 20 wins. You're trying to get the 10. So get there. Or not. You know, we'll see what happens. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Overcast Podcast, Pocket Cast Podcast, Amazon Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2023-2024 season. They have 9 wins and they have 20 losses.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.